You're listening to Mom Incorporated Radio at momincorporated.com, where every week we speak to a different mom with a home-based business or an expert who can talk about starting a business from home with children in the mix.
Hi, I'm Sarah Cook, founder of Raising CEO Kids and the co-author of The Parent's Guide to Raising CEO Kids. And in that business, we help parents raise entrepreneur kids who are financially literate and confident and successful in doing what they love to do that brings them joy, turning their passions into profits.
That sounds amazing. I really want to raise my own entrepreneurial kid. I have a 5-year-old daughter, and I think that seeing parents as entrepreneurs is a really good thing for kids. How do you feel about that, Sarah?
You know, I think that that is really important because you see them for what their potential is. I think it's important to not hold on to that dream so tightly that they can't develop and be themselves. But I think having that vision for them and being able to instill in them and breathe belief into their own vision is awesome.
Well, tell me a little bit more about how you started your company, because you do have kids and you are consulting parents and guiding parents who have kids, and there's that entrepreneurial mindset for the kids. But let's back up a little bit and talk about your business. How did you get started?
You know, we got started because I was doing another business. I still am doing it, you know, growing another business. But at the same time, I had my oldest son wanted to be selling on eBay, and he wanted to be doing, you know, making money every way possible. And so we wanted to support him and his dreams, and at the same time, I didn't really know a lot about startups per se on how to help young children with startups and what the legal ramifications were and the tax ramifications and how to help them stay balanced, because running a business is busy and being in school is busy as well, and all the extracurricular activities. And so I really started our business from the mindset of wanting to help my own children, as well as knowing that in the process we would be able to help lots of other people, the parents as well as the kids. And so that's what happened a few years ago, and we officially launched our website January 2010. So we haven't been around very long, but we've really connected with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people around the world in the process of starting.
Well, tell us, how old was your son when he wanted to start selling on eBay, just to give us some perspective?
Oh, goodness, he was 8, and we kind of made him do some research, and we researched until he was, you know, 9.5 or so. When he was 10, he officially started, and then when he was 12, he started a new business, which is Jake's Tutorials and Tech Support, where he grew to start fixing computers. He does social media management for companies and a little bit of local business marketing. And so, you know, over the years it's grown. And then now he is 15, and he's still doing some of those same things. He still makes money on eBay. He still fixes computers and helps companies and solopreneurs. But he also has a YouTube channel that has millions of views at different points, as well as lots of subscribers, and he gets paid to do tech reviews as well.
That is fantastic. That is absolutely amazing. Now, what an incredible role model he is. And how old are your other kids now?
I have a 12-year-old daughter, and then I have an 8-year-old son, and my 12-year-old daughter this last year has written a cookbook. She was inspired by what she was doing in our business, which was a lot of, you know, helping around the house and doing kind of the domestic stuff because that was her joy, and wanted to raise money for kids with cancer. And so she did a bake sale that was very successful, and from those recipes and her own recipes, wrote a book called Creating with Cece, or Cooking with Cece, Bake Sale Secrets. And she has, you know, continued to sell that to raise money for kids with cancer. And then John is 8 and hasn't really officially started, but he's, you know, writing a book on kids and fitness right now.
When you started writing your book, you co-authored this book with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
I did, uh-huh.
How was that process? Because you were running your own business and then now partnering with your husband on what is essentially a business project. A book can be considered a business project. How did all that go? And what were some lessons that you learned from that?
Well, some lessons I learned are that we have different styles, you know, and that was something we knew. But, you know, I just probably in my head envisioned it would, you know, be all roses. And there were some times we just had to walk away because our marriage is more important than the book is. And sometimes it's hard to do business with your spouse when you have different styles of how you approach things. I'm very ADD in that I see a project and I want to, you know, work on that project, and then, you know, I like new things. And so with him being very focused, we could go for hours at a time writing, and yet I needed breaks. And so we had to kind of balance, you know, in the months that it took us to write the book and edit the book, which took longer than writing the book. You know, it was a balance of our styles and learning to, you know, work with each other in that regard, as well as, you know, to affirm each other's work and writing, because we have different writing styles as well. So, you know, it really helped us strengthen our marriage. It was hard at points, but it really helped us strengthen our marriage, as well as to show us how we can affirm each other better.
I think you also, just in the process right now of describing co-authoring a book with your husband, used a lot of similar phrases that I would use in terms of running a business from home with your family around.
True.
It's really considering the different styles, the different needs, reaffirming of the family around you while you are also trying to be focused on your business and running a business. What have been some of the challenges that you've faced running your business from home? And how have you overcome them, or how are you working to overcome them?
I'm glad you rephrased that, because I think sometimes we do overcome certain things, but some things it's a work in progress. And I think one of the things that has been difficult for me is the noise. You know, when you have children that are at home and you have that noise factor and you're trying to do interviews and record and you're doing podcasts and you're doing, you know, working with clients, sometimes the noise is frustrating when that's not your style. Like, I like to work in very quiet environment. And so I've had to work around that. Sometimes I've had to go to Starbucks for a period of time to get, you know, and not go in Starbucks, but sit in the parking lot, you know, and do my work in the car. And sometimes I've had to let them know that, you know, put a sign on my door that says, don't disturb unless you're bleeding or dying or something like that. And other times I've had to, you know, the same thing, not just with quiet, but I don't really like mess. I'm a very neat person. And so I've had to create a space that is completely mom's, and if they're touching it, then there's going to be trouble to be had, you know. So, and, you know, and not go in the other places. There might be dishes piled up, but as long as I can have my space to work in, then I'm good to go. And that's just been a process, you know, letting go of the fact that the rest of the house might be messy one day or 2 days or something while I have some projects I'm working on. It just had to be something I had to let go of, you know, and the same thing with my children, you know, being able to let them have their own space. My daughter, her is very creative, and her room is sometimes blown up, and that's okay, mm-hmm. because that's her space, and it makes her feel joy to be able to have so much creativity happening around her. So I just have learned to close her door, you know, where my husband likes, you know, things his way, and my sons like the things their way. So like you said, we've had to learn to appreciate each other for the things that we love in each other, but also let go of the things that we're not so excited about. And I've learned to delegate a lot. I mean, lot and lot and lot of delegation. Sometimes we've had a housekeeper, sometimes we haven't, depending on what our needs were. We've had a lot of virtual assistants, and that's allowed me to be mom and be a happy mom, as well as to be a productive businesswoman.
And, you know, you mentioned before we started the call that you help entrepreneurs with systems and strategies. Let's leave our listeners with a couple of your favorite tips around the idea of systems and strategies for being a successful businesswoman in your home with kids around.
I think one of the biggest things I could share would be to look at your business and break it down into tasks. Look at what does your business look like and how could you break it up into bite-sized pieces. You know, do you do mail one day, or, you know, how do your email systems flow? How do, you know, when do you make phone calls? When do you typically do coaching appointments, or however your business runs, whatever your business is, every business can be broken down into projects or tasks. And once I help entrepreneurs do that, then they can look and say, okay, does this task have to be done by me, or could it be done by somebody else as long as I gave great instructions? or as long as there was a video to go with it or something like that. So we take the business, break it down into tasks, then we look at who can do those tasks, and then we try to pull off from those tasks everything that can be done by someone else. And there might not be budget at first to have those things be done by someone else, but eventually businesses can be almost completely outsourced except for what has to happen exclusively by the business owner. And that allows for a lot more freedom for the mom. It allows you to be in your child's classroom. It allows you to travel when you want to. And so when I did that with my other business, I've been able to step away from it almost completely and have it run on autopilot and do a lot of focus now on raising CEO kids and other projects that are near and dear to me. So that's what I'd recommend. Break your business into tasks, figure out what can be done by you and what can be done by other people, and start delegating big time.
Oh, I love that advice. I'm going to follow it. I'm taking copious notes at the moment.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. One more thing, as a parent entrepreneur, some of those things can be done by your kids, and that will teach them how to be entrepreneurs.
I think that's also very true. At 5, I already have my daughter, you know, licking envelopes and sticking things on with tape. She loves using tape. So I do agree with that. I also had her illustrate a thank you card for me that I could send out to sponsors of my last book tour. So I definitely am putting her to work in an enjoyable way, in a productive way, and she loves being a part of it. The book is The Parent's Guide to Raising CEO Kids. And how else can people get in touch with you?
They can find me on Twitter. I'm at Sarah L. Cook on Twitter or at Raising CEO Kids. They can also find us on Facebook at Raising CEO Kids Fans or on YouTube, Raising CEO Kids. Or they can find us on our website. They can get our book on Amazon or from us on our website. So there's lots and lots of places. We have a great e-newsletter that goes out every weekend that tells, you know, great product reviews and just everything that they need to help them raise entrepreneur kids as well as be successful in business.
Great. Well, thank you, Sarah Cook from Raising CEO Kids. You are Mom Incorporated.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Mom Incorporated Radio at momincorporated.com. You can also find us on Twitter at Mom Inc. Book or hashtag Mom Inc. and on Facebook. Facebook.com/Mom Incorporated. You can find our book, Mom Incorporated, at any favorite bookstore, online or off.